Thank you for tuning into our orangutan talk. Here at Blackpool Zoo, we have four Bornean orangutans. We have our three females, Summer, Sherry and Jinga. We also have our male, Ramon, as well, who looks much larger and hairier than the girls. He also has his skin pads on his face. And over time, as a male orangutan matures, those skin pads get larger and larger. Orangutans out in the wild rely on a dense rainforest habitat to live, breed and of course to feed as well. Orangutan Outlook at Blackpool Zoo has been specially designed to mimic the climate of the rainforest. It has a sprinkler and heater system in place to make sure the humidity and temperatures stay at the correct levels. The orangutans at the zoo get fed on a variety of different types of foods. They get lots of different types of vegetables, leaves, a special pellet mix, and they can also get treats of yogurt and fruit as well. Typically, the food is scattered around the outside paddock and on the inside area, creating lots of natural foraging opportunities for the orangutans, which helps to keep them nice and busy. We give our orangutans less fruit in their diet than typically wild orangutans would be getting. This is because the fruit we grow for human use is much higher in sugar content than ordinarily found growing out in the wild, and too much sugar in their diet isn't good for them, just like us. Female orangutans rely on trees in the rainforest as well to give birth in. In fact, they'll create a nest in the treetops to do so. Here at the zoo, we encourage nest building by providing the orangutans with something called wood wool in their enclosure. The wood wool looks a little bit like straw, but is fantastic for nest building. Orangutan females and their offspring will actually share a very special bond. They can stay together for up to 9 years. Now, unfortunately, the trees on the island of Borneo are being cut down at a very fast rate. Because of this, the Bornean orangutans are what we call critically endangered. Unfortunately, in the next 15 to 20 years, it's thought that the Bornean orangutans may become extinct out in the wild, unless we do something to stop that rainforest destruction. Unfortunately, the rainforests are being cut down to make room for a crop called palm oil. Palm oil is found in many different products that we buy off our shelves. It's found in soaps and cosmetics, chocolate and candles and margarine as well, along with many other products. We can all help save the wild orangutans by reducing their demand for palm oil. We can do this by checking for sustainability logos when we are shopping for products in the supermarket and avoiding any unsustainable palm oil, which is contributing to the destruction of the rainforest. Here at the zoo as well, we support a charity called the Orangutan Foundation. The Orangutan Foundation does some fantastic work in helping to rescue and rehabilitate injured and orphaned orangutans out in the wild. Thank you for listening to this talk on the orangutans. Enjoy the rest of your day.